Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include nursing and social work services. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Go.
And welcome back to Project Independence and You here at WCWP.org. I'm Rebecca Miller, your guest host for today's show, along with Otto Loos, our Project Independence incredibly fabulous co-host, and of course, Christina Liu, the radio show producer extraordinaire who brings these shows together every single week. So I think Otto is ready to play.
Ready, I'm ready.
Scam call.
There are legal enforcement actions filed against you, and your social security number is being suspected for fraudulent activities. So once you get this message, kindly press 1 as soon as possible before we begin with the legal proceeding against you. Thank you.
Could you make it out?
Yes, I heard the gist of it about the social security.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's a bazillion like that. And I think that it's important to, report that, because unfortunately, we might not be able to certainly track down, but if people are educated as to what to look out for, then hopefully they won't get scammed in the end. So you did your part, Otto, and educated the public. I want to let people know, since we were on our last segment, that next week we have another wonderful guest on from the Sid Jacobson JCC, Risa Braffman, who's the program coordinator over at the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center. So they're going to be talking about kind of how they switched over and now what they're doing during this COVID time when a lot of things were in person. They're doing wonderful, wonderful programs. I know John Ryan, our host, has worked with them a lot in the past, and they're doing wonderful work. So they will be filling us in about all that. So that's certainly exciting stuff. And I want everyone to know, Beck had mentioned in the beginning that if you missed an episode, it's impossible to not re-listen to us now. We certainly have all different, ways to listen. You can go to the Project Independence and You radio show website. You just go to Town North Hempstead and you'll see Project Independence and it'll pop you right up to that homepage. And we have archived audio, so you could listen to it, or if you want to watch the Zoom video, you could also watch those. It is also on the WCWP YouTube page. So if you are on YouTube and you stumble upon it, you could listen to that too and share it with other people, which I think is great. I know all the time I'm constantly saying, check this out. And it just creates a way to kind of share things. Great. And you could also catch it on North Hempstead TV. It's on at like 9 and 2, I believe. And it repeats throughout the day. So if you can check the North Hempstead TV website or call 311 for schedules for that too. And obviously you could listen to us live if you so want to.
I must share a tidbit. So a couple of days ago, we had a senior come in from Project Independence and she was looking to speak with a social worker. She wanted to talk. And, of course, we because we're not open to the general public, we just kind of spoke at a distance. And she goes, "You're Rebecca." And I said, "Yeah." She goes, "I saw you on, North Hempstead television." I said, "Oh, yeah, yoga instructor." And she goes, "No, on the show, talking. You were talking." And I'm like, I got my first person.
Oh, I love it. Did you sign an autograph? Do you want me to print up headshots? You could just sign them out and pass them to the.
I begged her to let me sign an autograph.
Did you sign a Project Independence brochure, Beck?
No, mom was next to me and she goes, "Oh yeah, she's yoga." And she goes, no, not yoga. So,
and I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, and that's, as we always say, the positives that kind of came out of this COVID situation. It opened this forum that we were not doing before, so having it on TV that people, if they're, especially now people are home, so they're flipping through the TV.
Yes.
And they see it, and it's, what's great is that it actually opened it up to not just seniors. There's people who I've actually received phone calls from saying, I watch it with my daughter or my granddaughter, like this topic, who is the guest? So I think that is why we kind of spun it to a community talk show really is what it's you know, over evolution of the show it's been. So
now I have a question. All right, how many calls do you really get a week about the show?
Well, I mean, you get calls. I wouldn't know. It depends on, honestly.
You don't keep a log?
No, and it's because it's here, and you know, and most people aren't going to call about it. You know what I mean? It's if they just need a particular thing. Dan puts up the information at the end of each show, really, that has, you know, the phone numbers or the websites. So most people aren't going, you know, in reality, but it certainly has increased over COVID, you know, which I think is great. So.
Well, yeah. Dan has made the videos good also. You know,
absolutely. No, well, that's what it's fun to watch, you know, and it's great topics. And, you know, what I say too is that our social workers and nurses, you know, they're able to now kind of be introduced to new things in the community that they might not have realized. So now those services are going to be able to be provided to people that, you know, may not have before. So it really kind of builds on that whole community aspect of spreading the word on the, there's great programs out there. Unfortunately, you know, you don't even know how to access some of them. So being on this show is kind of a great time for them to talk in depth about whatever their program might be and tell you how to get connected. So,
you know, and since this is airing on North Hempstead Television, Christine, I think you can add TV producer on there too.
Oh, I like that. Vec, I like that. I'm going to change that up. I'm into that.
You know, it's funny now, was it 2 days ago? I think it was Blue Bloods was doing a video at a farm in Old Brookville. And I said, well, you know, big deal. You know what? They had 200 people there and all kinds of equipment. I forget the number of trucks. It was like 12 trucks of stuff. And I'm thinking to myself, like you just commented, and Christina can add TV producer. We don't have any equipment and we don't have any trucks. But I thought about that. And I'm saying 200 people to do a segment of Blue Bloods in Old Brookville. I think about what's involved when I do these TV shows. And we do it with a staff of Dan.
I like that. Well, see, that's what we're just, you know, we're so grassroots over here. We're able to pull these things off. But yeah, so please call 311 if you have a topic or you know someone that would be a great guest. Those are some of my favorite guests to schedule. You know, someone says, oh my God, my doctor, you know, he's so great at this. And that's really how we've had some of the best interviews on the show. So call 311 or 869-6311 if you want to comment or you have a topic you want or a guest, whatever it might be.
I have to give a shout out to the staff here at Project Independence, Department of Services for the Aging and Community Services. So I'm doing the show from my office here.
So you have to give a shout out because they might be listening at the door. Is that what's going on?
Listening.
They're all.
But they have been so quiet.
I know.
Them all. I'm like, now, you know, Rebecca's going to be doing the radio show. I need everyone just from 10 to 2 to play nicely and be quiet. They're great. And they're just so great. And they're all here working. You know, we're back. We're back to our office and, you know, working hard. And, you know, I wanted to give a shout out to them, to my office mates here.
That's right. It's a great group. It's
they're not clapping out there, so I don't think they're listening. So I'm taking it back.
Well, it's all right. This is recorded, Beck, so you can play it for them at a later date. And I have to give a special shout out while we're doing this to Dan, who in last week's show we were discussing two of my nieces, and he actually incorporated a beautiful photo of me with them, and I showed it to them yesterday, and they were so excited to know that they were featured on TV and on the radio show. So thank you, Dan, for that beautiful editing job you did. It was really, really wonderful. So we have little girl fans now. So they are 5 and 3. So we have our youngest fans yet.
That is so cool.
It was really great. Yeah.
And the great thing about working with Christina and her creativity and going beyond, and when it's your birthday or it's your any time of year, she always has the greatest gifts that only make sense. And in my office, I'm always, you know, asking people for chocolate. It's just my thing. It gets to a certain time of day. So she, on the radio, you can't see it, but I'll hold it up. She made this little framed in like glass, a last chance dark chocolate mini candy bar. So these are just to give you an idea of the effort that Christina puts into you to make you feel so special. Thanks.
Love
very
that.
Creatively.
Little tidbit.
A little golden nugget about Christina.
A little golden nugget, right. Golden.
But yes, and you guys, what we could all stay tuned for is that, you know, I know everyone laughs at my random projects that go on. You know, we discussed the cleaning of the garage. I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
The dumpster.
Yes, and we're just nonstop, because if anyone knows me, they know I don't sit still. So you could listen to our latest project. My husband and I have completely ripped out all of our stuff in our bedroom. We are putting floors down. We're repainting. We got new furniture. So my house, it looks very nice back here, you know, with my very clean wall. If you looked into my living room, there's our bed, our mattress is right in the middle of the living room with all of my bedroom stuff. I had no idea how much stuff I actually had in my bedroom until it was taken out of my bedroom. So it's quite the living arrangement we have going on, but it's a fun project that we're doing around the house to kind of have a refresher, you know, which it has been fun. So that is the latest Christina project of the week, on top of moving my baby brother out of our house, which was traumatic enough. But it is all, it's all good. So I think that is always our message, is find a fun little project around the house, whatever it might be for you.
Right.
And to just stay busy, because I think that's really what it's all about.
It's active.
Yes.
Action.
Project Family Newsletter is moving forward.
Oh, there's Otto. See, that's Otto's latest project. I like that.
Right.
Good. Did you delegate the newsletter yet, Otto, to someone?
Actually, it's coming in slow. Each household has to give a delegate.
Oh.
My new 13-year-old yesterday, grandson, he's not new, but he turned 13 yesterday. He's a teenager now. He's the delegate for his house, so that's a good thing. And he just got his first smartphone for his birthday yesterday, which he never had before. So I'm sure he's happy about that. I have not talked to him since.
Nor will you.
I'm waiting for a phone call.
Well, now he is the delegate of the Los Family newsletter, which I am so all about, Rebecca. Were you on the show back when we discussed the...
No, this was last week.
Otto's family, they decided they were going to put together this quarterly newsletter, digital newsletter, so that they could all stay connected and informed, because everyone's all over at different places. So
that's a wonderful, wonderful idea. And I hope, you know, Otto, you keep sharing how that progresses and how the family helps, and I'm sure they will. But we're done. Like, the show's over. We have just a few seconds. Thanks again to our guest, Greg Balbera. Also, Nassau County Legislator, Ciela Bino, Christina Liu, Otto Lopes.
Thank you, my dear.
Fox, best to John. And next week looks like a great show. I know, Christina, you went over that. And hope everybody has a wonderful, wonderful, safe weekend. You were listening to Project Independence and You, Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org.